KBBS 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online. You can get that at our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Laura Harmon. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking the time today. We're going to talk today about the Buffalo Art Walk. So why don't we start by you just telling me, what is the Buffalo Art Walk?
Well, it's a community event that's going to take place, and it does has been taking place in the downtown area the last 2 years. It started in 2021, and the businesses on Main Street in the historic downtown host individual artists inside the store, so it's not an out on the street. Okay. You know, it's not booths out.
Right. So you got to go into the businesses to see the artists.
Yeah, and people, for the most part, most of the businesses serve some refreshments. And maybe some music.
Where do the artists come from? How do you find these artists?
We have a roster of artists that have been interested in the past and more to come. And so they're from local, you know, the local artists. And some, you know, from Sheridan, Gillette, possibly. I don't know, you know, if anybody from... We've had a couple come from Gillette.
Okay.
You know.
So it's local artists mostly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when I walk into one of these stores, do they just have their art there that they've done in the past, or are they going to be working on something like while I'm wandering around in there?
I think that's up to the artist and the business. Okay. Like, of course, some businesses aren't going to want to have paint flying.
That's a good point.
But I think that some artists may be demonstrating, but for the most part, it's going to be art that they have. You know.
And how many years has the Art Walk been going on here in Buffalo?
Just since 2021.
Okay, so a couple years now.
Yep.
What brought this about?
Just a need, and I think a lot of people have been wanting to have an art walk, and it's something that I had organized one out in Oregon for, and that one was, well, that one has gone, is really taken off, and it's going year-round.
Oh, wow.
And so when it started out, it was, you know, maybe 10 businesses, and it was a town the same size as Buffalo. It was very easy to get going, and I only, you know, got a committee together and did it for 2 years, and then I moved back to Wyoming, because this is where I've lived most of my life. And so, it was just, I don't know, in the last couple of years, it just felt like the time was right.
Sure.
And it's not, you know, I've kind of used some of the procedures from there, but there's a full committee of people that are working on it.
You know, and this is a great area to do it because there's a lot of talented artists in this area, and it's nice to be able to showcase them.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And so do you know some of the artists that are coming yet, or some of the businesses that will be hosting them?
Well, do you want me to list businesses right off the bat?
Absolutely.
I know that Gigi's is, you know what? It's quite a long list, actually.
Is it?
Marjorie went around and talked to the businesses, and I think there were like 15 businesses, Marjorie.
So pretty much if you're wandering downtown and you need to go into a business, there's a good chance there could be art in there.
Yes, okay. Yes. And so, and one thing I wanted to mention is that I know that the Potter's Depot, which she's always open from 10 to 4 on Saturdays, or has been on a pretty regular basis, but she will be doing the art walk also, and it's Friday evenings from 6 to 8, first Fridays of the month.
Okay.
From May through September.
All right.
And she will be, I just spoke with her yesterday, and she'll be opening up at 5. And so if people want to start off their art walk there, they could start off there. If they want to be downtown a little bit earlier, they could go to the Potter's Depot first and then head on down towards the downtown. Also, the JCTA's office in the Crazy Woman, where Crazy Woman Fine Arts was on Laban, they're going to have their office space opened up for an artist. We'll be in their place. So there's different artists. They're not necessarily artists that have their work in that store all the time. Like my shop may host a artist that is not in the shop.
Right. Okay.
Regularly.
And I see you brought in a couple of forms here. One's a pre-registration form. So if people want to pre-register for this, where do they get this form and where do they turn it in?
We should have it on our group. We have a Facebook group page and it's called Buffalo, Wyoming art walk.
Okay.
So if you can go to that, I'm trying to invite people to that right now.
Sure.
And I think that we'll be able to have, I'm not a big Facebook aficionado. I don't know how to work it very well. So somebody else on the committee has been doing that adminning. And you could also go to email. Is it Buffalo, Wyoming? What is it?
So it looks like buffaloartwalk@gmail.com.
Yes, buffaloartwalk@gmail.com. Email there and we'll send you a form. Or you could stop down to Wyoming In Color or the Sports Lure and they'll have forms there also.
Excellent. And I see one of them is a musician registration. So is there music during this event as well?
Yeah. Last year, and we have more people interested. We'll have some buskers on the street. And I noticed that a lot of people don't know what buskers are. And they're the people that you see on the street with their guitar case open and you might tip them. And so that's what we'd like to do is have tops three buskers, you know, because you want them spread out a little bit. And some businesses might have some music inside their business.
Okay.
That's up to them. Every business is going to, you know, some people will do it up more than, you know, others.
Okay.
And so, there's going to be music. And those registration forms, the pre-registration is literally a call to artists. It gives you the information that the artist needs. And there's no obligation for that form. If you send it in, it's not like you're obligated to be there. It just lets us know that you're interested, and then we can connect.
Okay. And it looks like you like to have a couple weeks ahead of time have things listed out as who the artists and who the musicians are going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Because we've got Helene Cuck is doing the maps for us, and she's been doing the posters also. And she needs to know who the artists are because we will have those printed on the maps. So you'll have some advertising. And the artists pay $15 per event.
Okay. And when is the first Buffalo Art Walk this year?
It is May, is it the 5th?
Oh, Cinco de Mayo?
That's a Friday, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have a calendar.
Well, it's the first Friday of
first
May.
Friday of May. All right.
Yeah. So
it may or may not be Cinco de Mayo.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah,
maybe we'll have
fun
to kind of do that theme. Yeah.
You have to bring a beer vendor down there.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. So if people want to get registered, they can do that. If they want to show off their art or if they want to be one of the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's coming up the first Friday of May. Is there anything anything else you want to chime in with here this morning that we've missed?
I would just say that I think it's a really awesome time for somebody who wants to step out in public, who hasn't shown their art yet in public. It's only 2 hours long, and it's very casual and a really nice, relaxed atmosphere. And your art is indoors. You don't have to worry about the rain. You know, wind.
Or snow,
yes.
It doesn't seem to want to stop this year.
Yeah. And I would just say that we're really doing this for the local community. It's really a good way for the community to gather together and, if it's on a consistent every month basis, everybody can know, hey, go downtown and have dinner and then go out for the art walk.
Yeah. And you said it's 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
First Friday of the month, May through September.
Bonnie Schlesselman will have hers open at 5, and there may be a few other businesses that might start a little early.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's 6 to 8.
And then you ask that the musicians and the artists do have their artwork displayed for the entire 2 hours, correct?
Yes.
You don't want them, showing up at 6 and leaving at 7?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Show up for the whole thing.
If they do that, that'll be the last time they're in the art walk.
Well, this is great. So the first Friday of May is the first one. It's the Buffalo Art Walk, downtown Buffalo, inside of a number of businesses down there. I think you mentioned about 15 have signed up so far. So wander around and check out all the different artists here locally. I'm sure people will find some artists they didn't even know were around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's excellent.
Amazing art, yeah.
All right, we're talking with Laura Harmon with the Buffalo Art Walk. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials tuned right here, KBBS.